And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
It is 4th of July Eve on the show. Hello, everyone.
Hey, we all made it in on a holiday weekend.
Uh-huh.
Shaylee said she nearly died from heat stroke over the weekend.
I did.
You went from the Royals game to the Sporting KC game? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a long day.
Wow, so you had a doubleheader too.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a good idea to sit out in the blazing sun on bleachers at the Sporting game an hour and a half before the game. Because, you know, tan.
Sure. Yeah, right?
Tan goals.
Right. Yeah. Right. That was not smart.
That
turns
works.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost died. Felt never had that happen before.
So
that's
kind of
scary.
Did you have to go to first aid and do all that stuff?
No, I did the smart thing and I drove home.
Oh, good.
And I'm
you did?
Yeah. Yeah, I drove home. I was like, Mom, I don't feel good. And she was like, you know, let me drive. And I'm like, no, I got this. I'm fine. Yeah, I probably should have let her drive.
Ooh,
yeah, you probably should have gone to the hospital.
You might have checked in with someone.
And then I get home and it's like, what was it, 95 or something on Saturday?
I don't think it was that warm.
I don't think it was 89 maybe?
Yeah.
Well, I got home and I was freezing. It felt like it was 2 degrees.
Not
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah, not good. So we'll be doing that again.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. But how about them Royals, huh?
Yeah.
More importantly.
Yes, exactly. The real story here.
Well, holiday weekend is good. Tomorrow, the 4th of July, we were trying to figure out where to set off all the fireworks. And last night, doing the sparklers. Of course, Addie already burns her foot, so that's a good start to the week.
With the sparkler?
Makes it good. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, like bounces off and hits her in the foot.
You know, everybody talks about like the bottle rockets and M80s and stuff like that, but when you give your kid a sparkler, like you're essentially going, here's a 4 billion degree stick, kid. Good
sure.
luck.
Have it. Have fun.
It. That's safe. It's just a pretty sparkler.
Oh, yeah. It makes pretty things.
Yes.
It also makes things light on fire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was already fun. We dealt with that last night. That was a good time. But today, we have the 4th of July Eve. We're here live. You're hanging out there. And we get 10 items or less to start the show, as always.
A Trump administration official says a tweet showing a modified video of President Trump wrestling a man with a CNN logo superimposed over his face is not a threat. A White House Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Advisor said yesterday on ABC's This Week that he thinks no one would perceive the video as a threat. He says Trump, quote, has found a way of communicating directly with the people. So that Trump wrestling, that was his communication with us.
Oh, good. I wish he would wrestle. Like, we could do a whole series, like him wrestling ISIS, him wrestling the healthcare crisis, him wrestling Syria. It'd be great.
An estimated 150 million people will eat hot dogs this 4th of July. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Yes, there's such a thing. National Hot Dog and Sausage Council conducted a poll which found Americans say beef is their preferred hot dog meat. The poll showed 61% of Americans chose beef, 12% pork, 7% turkey.
And nobody buys those turkey dogs.
No.
Are you kidding me?
Forget Black Friday. Amazon Prime and Best Buy are having their annual 4th of July sales. I didn't realize this was a big thing, but Best Buy is having a 5-day sale that ends on 4th of July at midnight. Notable electronics on sale there, select phones, iPads, headphones, appliances, and TVs. And then Amazon Prime is unleashing its monster sale after the 4th of July festivities. They're going to have a bunch of bargains going from July 5th to the 9th. So check that out. Royals head back out on the road this week to finish up the first half of the season. They open a 3-game series tonight in Seattle. We'll also play the Dodgers 3 times in L.A. this weekend. Royals are 41-40, 3 games behind the Indians in the AL Central. And Salvador Perez and pitcher Jason Vargas, they've been named to the American League All-Star team. Perez is going to be making his 4th straight start at catcher, while Vargas will make his first All-Star appearance. Your Hosmer, not in at first base. That's 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Concert tickets up for grabs. If you have the correct answer to this, 75% of people get suspicious when their partner does this.
All right, Olathe, Crystal, what would you get suspicious if your man started doing here?
Cooking dinner.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that makes me wonder, but that's not it.
What do you want? What did you do?
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Lori and Lee Summit, good morning. What are you getting suspicious of?
To buy flowers?
Yes, it is send flowers.
Really?
Yeah. Because that's one of those things where I go, oh, that's nice, but it's not my birthday and it's not our anniversary.
You don't normally do this, so what's going on?
That's when we all get suspicious. All right, well, you got it. Do you want to go see Queen and Adam Lambert or One Republic?
Queen and Adam Lambert.
Done. The tickets are yours. July 9th is the show. You're going.
Okay, great.
All right, Lori, hang on for a second. Happy 4th of July to you. Thank you for listening. Thanks for being here this morning. It's coming up, entertainment news with Jen.
You remember when American Ninja Warrior was filmed here a few months ago?
Oh, do I?
It's airing.
I was in it.
You you were the competitor.
Yeah.
It's on tonight. We're going to give you details on where you can watch it and about some of the Kansas City area people to watch for.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Despicable Me 3, this weekend's top movie in North America. It earned just over $75 million in its first week in theaters. Coming in second, another new film, Baby Driver, opened with $21 million in ticket sales. And then rounding out this week's top five were Transformers, The Last Knight, Wonder Woman, and Cars 3.
Ah, see, see.
American Ninja Warrior filmed here in Kansas City at Union Station back in April. The Kansas City Qualifiers episode airs tonight. There's a teacher from Independence you want to keep an eye out for. Also, this 70-year-old guy from Prairie Village, his name's Rich Talavera. He's actually hosting a watch party from 7 to 9 tonight at the Hy-Vee on 95th and Antioch.
Oh, shoot. Let's go.
Yeah. That's totally my Hy-Vee bar. That's where I go.
Yeah, right.
American Ninja Warrior is going to air tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC. And Adele is apologizing to fans after having to cancel weekend performances in London due to damaged vocal cords. The Hello singer made the announcement Friday ahead of planned shows Saturday and Sunday at Wembley Stadium, telling fans, "To say I'm heartbroken would be a complete understatement." Adele admitted that she had struggled vocally during her shows at the same venue last week. The scrapped concerts were the last two on her tour, which included over 120 shows.
She said that she may never tour again.
Yeah. Yeah. She hates touring.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate because that's a bucket list right there to see.
No kidding.
Has anybody gotten to see Adele? I don't know anybody who's ever gotten to see her.
I know a handful of people that went out to California and Chicago to go see her when she was here, but no.
That's your entertainment news for Monday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Yeah, Train and Natasha Bedingfield. She's opening up for them. Should be a great night. People don't have to get up early for work tomorrow.
It's going to be nice tonight.
Yeah.
It's kind of the best of all worlds, isn't it?
And starlight on a good night. Nothing better than that. So Natasha Bedingfield opening up for Train, and we got her on the phone this morning.
We did indeed. Natasha, it's interesting because you have written so many different songs. And, of course, the tour now with Train. You've been out with OAR except for this stop, unfortunately. And but tell us, are you do you write on the road? I mean, what do you like better? Do you like writing? Do you like touring? Do you like performing? What's the thing that trips your trigger most?
Yeah, because I'm a songwriter, so I need I always have to draw from life. I have to live and be inspired. And so I spend a lot of time writing. It's what I absolutely love, but the other thing that I love just as much is performing, and it's kind of a battle between those two sides of me, of that, just being on stage. And you know, the thing that's great about being on stage is that you connect with people. You know, you kind of reach out and people reach out to you, and it's this amazing experience, and that's pretty addictive. Like if you're able to do that, it's just the high that you get from that is like nothing else. And but writing a song is also a big high, because when you're writing a song, it's like being a magician. You're pulling magic out of the air, something that did not exist. You're making it exist forever.
We were talking earlier about how you had written Unwritten for your brother as a birthday gift. Do you get a lot of inspiration from family and friends? Is that where it's coming from?
Yeah, my younger brother was 14. He needed a birthday present. I was on the road, and I didn't have anything to give him, except writing a song. And I just thought about when I was 14 and what I would need to hear as a 14-year-old. And I think, you know, the hardest thing about being a teenager and in school is you suddenly have to decide who you're going to be, you know, what you're going to study. And everyone asks you every day, what are you going to be when you grow up? And the funny thing is, you know, go back a few years later as an adult, and I still, you know, we still end up asking ourselves, what are we going to be when we grow up, even though we are grown up? Because, you know, it's all about who you are, really, not about what you're going to be or do. It's about who you are, and that's something that we decide every day, who we are.
Now, are you going to be writing any big booty-related songs? Because I saw a couple of your tweets from the past few weeks saying that you were seeing so many girls with butt implants, but you were lucky because you got yours for free.
Yes. I do have a big booty, and I actually do. I've got lots of ideas for songs that a lot of times rappers ask me to write top lines for them. Like I've written with B.O.B., Nicki Minaj, Big Sean, a bunch of people. And so I think it would be fun to do something like that, for sure. But I think there's already been some good booty songs that came out recently. So
that market's getting covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then, of course, we had callers earlier this morning on our show going, oh, come on, she doesn't know the first thing about big booties. Whatever, come on.
Really? Yeah. Did I have to go and check? You have to just go and check me out online, you'll see.
No, your body is ridiculous.
You know, I don't really do those, like, song shots. But you know, like, it feels like every girl also has to start just showing their butt on Instagram.
Yes.
And I don't know why. It just feels like I don't walk around like that, so why would I suddenly do that?
No.
On Instagram?
No, and they shouldn't.
That's how I feel.
Even if it looks good, they shouldn't.
It does look good. It really does. I take these pictures of us in the mirror, and I'm like, man, I should post that. And I'm like, but that's going to feel weird.
You know what? And that goes hand in glove with I was reading through just all these different interviews with you and stuff, and somebody had asked you in an interview one time, and it's probably 10 years ago, but they're like, okay, if your phone got hacked, would there be anything on there that you would be embarrassed about? Now I know what you're taking pictures of, so okay.
Oh. I mean, I think that mostly, if someone hacked my phone and found images, it would be failed selfies because my arms aren't long enough. And I don't use a selfie stick because that just feels too much planning. You know? But, there's a lot of failed selfies.
Well, T-Rex Arms, Natasha Bedingfield, tonight with Train at Starlight Theater.
Excited to see them. Gates open at 6, showtime at 7.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Quagmire, check it out. I took 10 M80s and stuck them all together. I call it Peter Griffin's Bunker Busting Mega Ultra Super. Ah! Ah! Holy crap! Ah!
Ah! Oh my God! You blew off all your fingers!
Family Guy and 4th of July celebrating theirs. Peter blows off his hand. Ask you this morning at KC1021 in the show, have you ever had a fireworks accident you'd like to cop to?
My sister got hit with a bottle rocket when she was, I don't know, 7 or 8. And ever since then, we were a little gun shy with fireworks.
You don't do you do a lot of stuff now? Do you do anything?
We
sparklers
do
or anything?
This weekend, yeah, we did the basics. Sparklers, those little popper things, the champagne poppers, some snakes. Just super basic. Mostly because that's all that's legal in my neighborhood.
Right.
I didn't stop anybody.
Yeah. Not some people. I'm too scared.
I love it when my neighbor a couple years ago came out. We just moved to our neighborhood. He comes out and he says, hey, guys, you want to see something big?
Hey.
He pulls out this huge firework that's like a foot diameter. Sets it up in the middle of the street. A little bit later, the cops come cruising through. We're just sitting back like, looking at the fireworks here. Nothing to see here. Keep moving along.
6904 just texted, love how you tell people they can text their fireworks mishap stories. Maybe they really can't. Hashtag not enough fingers to text.
See, when we first moved to our neighborhood in Liberty, we're in Liberty School District, but it was on the Kansas City line. So all the cops and stuff from Kansas City lived in our neighborhood. And they said, well, we confiscated all of them. What are we supposed to do with them? So we had the best fireworks show ever because they were the big, giant ones that are, you know, not supposed to be legal anywhere else. That was great.
Nice.
Yeah, my best friend in high school, we grew up. His family had the farm on County Line Road. Mm-hmm. They lived on the Johnson County side. But right across the street was KCK.
Yep.
So we wanted to do all our fireworks shooting. We just crossed the street to the empty field. Boom, there we go.
Joey, the producer, you got any good fireworks stories?
Oh, well, I've seen plenty of, you know, artillery shells tip over and go towards the house.
Ugh.
Yeah, I would hang out with my oldest friend and his brother. After drinking a little bit, would always do something very weird.
See, that's what scares me, is when you combine about a case of beer and fireworks.
Right.
That's when I'm afraid I'm losing my roof and somebody's fingers.
That is why my mom does not want to go to that neighborhood for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Oh, we got this text. A dog grabbed the Roman candle and took off with it. He's fine. Everybody was okay. Says he ended up dropping it. The Roman candle went out. The dog was fine.
You know,
that's what scares me.
I had friends they had Roman candle fights.
Oh, yeah.
What?
When we were kids?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you did.
You take them and you just hold them in your hand and boom, 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 shoot them at people.
Don't do that, kids.
That sounds very safe.
No, don't do as we do.
No.
Look how they turned out.
The 80s were a very different time.
They didn't make Roman candles like they used to.
Text or call 816-576-7102.
Well, that is if you have enough fingers to text. There we go.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
You're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles, or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, fuzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers?
No, I don't.
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips of dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
No.
Then what kind of fireworks stand are you?
I was talking about how everybody said their dogs were freaking out with fireworks, and then we got this text from 1553 that said we took two of our dogs to watch fireworks last night. They absolutely love watching them, a Yorkie and a Chorkie. Small dogs, they amaze me. During the day when all the booms are happening, they look up every time trying to find the light. There you go.
It's the opposite end of it, right? And by the way, did you say Chorkie?
Yes.
Okay.
Shaylee, do you know?
I think it's a Chihuahua-Yorkie mix. A little tiny little wee little dog.
They yap a lot then, I'm sure. Well, we've got some calls of people with the fireworks mistakes here, the mishaps. We've also got some on the text line as well, 816-576-7102. Let's start in Pleasant Hill with Kimberly, if we shall. Kimberly, good morning. How you doing?
Great, thank you. Headed to school.
Headed to school on the 3rd of July, huh?
Nursing school. You don't get the break for nursing school.
Oh, no. Of course.
Do you have a good 4th of July story?
Well, I don't know about good, but my son, who's 19 now, when he was in junior high, we had just moved into this neighborhood. We hadn't even been there a full week yet. And the whole neighborhood, big old party. It was a lot of fun until, it's always fun until somebody gets hurt.
Sure.
But somebody, by the end of the evening, was extremely intoxicated. So they were shooting off M80s, and one of those M80s popped up and hit him in the shoulder, and kind of like a bullet wound, just went straight through his arm. We went for 3 months to Children's Mercy, the burn unit, and had he not been standing there, it would have hit his sister in the face. So it could have been worse. It was terrible, but it could have been worse.
Well, now you're going to be a nurse, and you're going to see even more stuff.
I know. I'm so excited.
Good for you.
Kimberly. Well, thank you. Have a good and safe 4th of July weekend, okay?
You as well. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
There we go. See our friends at Children's Mercy taking care of them.
Yeah.
Let's go out to Kansas City. Here's Megan. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Happy 4th of July to you.
Happy 4th to you, too.
Well, thank you much. Do you have a fireworks story?
Yeah, when I was growing up, I had one of those giant trampolines. I also had three older brothers, and they used to throw black cats at me on the trampoline while I was jumping, or bottle rockets underneath it that would then step through the giant trampoline.
Oh, my gosh.
Brothers are the worst.
Gotta love the 80s.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Different time, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Well, nobody ever really got hurt or anything, I take it.
No major injuries for me anyway. Thankfully, they would bounce off almost as quickly as they threw them at me.
Right. That's great.
All right, Megan. Well, thank you. Have a great holiday. Thanks for listening.
You too. Thanks.
All right. This one says, this is Heather. Let's say hello to Heather. Good morning.
Great. Thank you. Headed to school.
That's not Heather.
Nope. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Jen's sister calling to fact check Jennifer's bottle rocket story.
So what happened to you when we were kids?
So we were all, the family's all sitting on this little hill, and they're doing fireworks in the driveway of our uncle's house.
This was on Leavenworth Road, right, in KCK?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And the cousins are just shooting things everywhere. Was anybody watching them? Supervision? I don't know. But something shot up and it hit the wires and it bounced back and this whizzing circle of flaming disc of flame flew towards my face and hit me right in the chin. And it got me good.
It's still there, and she's now a few years older than that, and she still has the scar.
Yeah, thanks for using the word old to describe me.
I didn't say old. I said older because you were a child when that happened.
At what point in this did Jen just fall down laughing?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, because the people just picked me. I had to get stitches.
Yeah.
It was really bad. It was really bad. So, and yeah, I do have the scar still today.
And now we are still afraid of fireworks some years later.
Yeah, so afraid. I can only watch professional fireworks, and even then, I'm shaking. It's scary.
See? Mm-hmm. I told you.
Right.
They make fun of me because I won't let my kids do anything for some reason.
By the way, on this note, I love if you would just keep a running fact check of what Jen says
yeah,
on
no
the show.
Kidding.
And feel free to call the fact check hotline at any time.
No, I'm just trying to take care of the fake news, you know.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to call in a lot then. So
right.
Keep us on speed dial.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
And we have our Big Brother draft going on. We each chose somebody from Big Brother that we believe is going to win. And I have not caught up with it. I know it was on last night.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see
it. It was really good last night.
For all I know,
it was pretty good.
My girl went home. Christmas
yeah.
could have been
Yeah, we'll just
out.
Say that. Yeah.
But you guys did watch. And Christina, who's one of the contestants that's playing along with us, she's a huge Big Brother fan. She got to see it last night. Are you there, Christina?
I am.
Stayed up late to watch it and everything. So what struck me, girls who actually watched the show, was mm-hmm. that 4 days, 5 days in, and everybody's hooking up already. Everybody's got
showmances already.
Oh, yes. Already.
Doesn't it feel like it's already like halfway through the summer?
Kind of does.
Right?
I mean, you have everybody yelling at each other so intensely already.
I know, and Megan just decides to quit. Are you kidding me?
No, Megan had purple hair. Is that the purple hair?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And I don't think anybody took her in the draft, did they?
No, they didn't.
Okay. So she walks off the show. She basically
willingly.
Says, I'm done. And really, honestly, I felt like she was bullied a little bit.
I kind of do, too. I mean, I read somewhere on one of the spoilers that said that she has PTSD. And so that makes sense. Right. But she was bullied. Yeah. Because she was there how long? Like 4 or 5 days?
I know, right?
And then she couldn't handle it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? That's 4 days longer than I would have lasted in that house. So,
there's
her.
That.
Christina,
they
do you
always
have...
say it's a huge mental game. So, I guess.
Christina, do you have a favorite so far person in the house? Somebody who stood out to you as somebody good or someone that you actually like?
At first, I thought, oh, no. Cody is HOH right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Mark, is he the one with, like,
the huge
python
arms.
Biceps?
Yes. Yeah.
He is so much sweeter and genuine than I actually thought he would end up
right?
being.
That's my guy.
And I'm surprised he's hooking up with who he is hooking up with.
Right, right.
Who's Mark hooking up with?
The radio girl.
Oh.
Yeah. The one with the... I can't remember anybody's name right now.
Yeah. I know her as Radio
Elena,
Girl.
I think that's her name.
Eileen?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it's
Eileen. Good job.
Yeah. Well, you are teamed up with Joey, our producer, who chose Jessica, which I refer to as the girl with huge bazoombas.
Huge.
Yeah, which always seem to be prevalent.
I'm who is hooking up with Cody.
Those in her,
she's hooking up with Cody?
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
These people are not messing around. Well, they are.
No. They're all, like, split up and,
That's the problem. Yeah, it's. I mean, they've wasted no time.
No.
They're just right into it. It's like, boom, who mm-hmm. cares?
Is anybody hooking up with the old dude with, like, 100 kids?
No.
Okay.
No.
The guy from...
He's so funny to watch, though, because he's so naive about everything. And he's like, I don't know why they're all over there flirting. It's not like they're going to do anything this summer. And, the other one who's married looks at him and he's like, yes, it is.
Like, are you kidding me, dude?
And he's just, like, so naive about everything that's going to happen in the house.
It's like they're actually naked right now next to you.
Yeah, yeah. They've probably christened half this house already.
All right, so Megan, the purple/blue hair, is out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And someone else will get voted out this week, I assume, at some point.
Cody had to put somebody else up.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Yep, yeah. Christina, good luck to you and your big boobed Jessica.
Hey, I'm rooting for her.
Thank
all right,
you.
Guys, well, have a great day.
Yep, you
too.
We'll let you get back to sleep there. We awoke her for vacation, so.
Punishment on the line as your contestant gets voted out. We have to get locked into our promotions closet and listen to the music of the other show member's choice for 10 minutes. We've already come up with playlists for most of us. I have a feeling I'm listening to a lot of Coldplay.
And Chainsmokers.
Oh, boy.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
And Bobby Love.
So you watched the movie Can't Buy Me Love this weekend?
I did. It was on Netflix.
It's one of my favorites of all time. So start with your synopsis. What do you think? What's the overview?
What do you think happened?
So it's the original She's All That.
I don't know what you're saying right now. What do you mean?
What? You haven't watched that movie?
She's All That? No. I haven't watched that.
You've watched that, Trudeau, right?
I believe I've seen that,
okay.
Yeah.
So he goes from geek to popular kid, and then he goes back to geek, or
right.
to quote the
With
movie,
Rachel,
geek to chic.
Exactly. Rachel, what's her name?
Rachel Lee Cook.
Yes, that's right. That's it.
Yeah, and so he's popular and finds out it's not that great. And then he goes back to being a geek, and then he still comes out the hero and rides away on a lawnmower and gets the girl.
That was one of my trivia questions. In the end, Ronald and Cindy ride off into the sunset on what?
A riding lawnmower.
Yes. We always quiz Shaylee on these movies to make sure she actually watched them. 816-577-6712 if you'd like to text a question. Shaylee, how much money does Ronald give Cindy Mancini, the very popular cheerleader, to pretend to be his girlfriend?
$1,000.
Yes. And how did he earn that money?
Mowing lawns.
Mm-hmm. Of course. After Ronald is popular, what does he end up doing to his former best friend on Halloween?
He throws dog poo on his front door.
Yes. Oh, that scene makes me sad.
I know.
He's mean to his former best friend just to be popular. Joey, do you have a question for Shaylee?
I think so. Cindy's boyfriend Bobby goes to what Midwestern university?
Iowa.
University of Iowa. Yep. Yes. A big football player.
Nice.
Patrick Dempsey. He's so cute. Like steamy.
You actually brought up, because Cindy Mancini, which is Amanda Peterson, actually died of a drug overdose, accidental drug overdose a couple of years ago. Today is the anniversary.
Oh, well, that's weird.
And I didn't
Did
know
you
that.
Did film because of that?
No, I had no idea. I was just looking her up. I'm like, what has she been in since then? And sadly, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she died today.
Right.
And she was so gorgeous in that movie. I wanted to be Cindy Mancini so bad when I was younger.
I'm surprised you didn't name one of your daughters Cindy.
She had the perfect blonde hair.
I got to be honest. This is a film that I have not seen in a long time.
It is cute.
Is it on Netflix? Is it streaming? Okay.
Yeah, I watched it.
Huh.
Did you feel like it aged well?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually think that one was pretty good. I feel like that and Breakfast Club was actually pretty on the same level of I could watch it again.
But are you starting to see, because you referenced She's All That, which was like a late 90s, one of those Freddie Prinze era sort of movies. Are you starting to see now like the cycle of films that it just repeats itself over and over again?
Totally. Except with Breakfast Club. I don't really see that one.
Well, just wait. Oh. I'm sure it's coming.
I'm sure it'll happen.
Breakfast Club 2020 is on its way, I'm sure.
It was cute, though.
I'm very proud of you. You are making your way through this list of movies that our listeners created for you to watch. You have a lot more to go.
I know.
Anything for the holiday? You going to watch something like tonight or tomorrow?
Well, I wanted to watch Vacation like Jen keeps asking me to, but it wasn't on Netflix. Mm. So I'm going to have to find what else is on Netflix.
Just go to Blockbuster, pick it up there.
Yeah. Isn't that weird that you can't, if it's not streaming, you can't just go down to a physical store
you
and find
something?
You can
order it through Netflix, the DVD.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Yeah. You still have a DVD account?
Yes, we do. Oh, we get them in the mail all the time. Gotcha. Oh, we just got a text. What's this texter saying about the movie? He was such a geek back then, but he's so sexy now.
Oh, McSteamy. He aged really well.
Yes, he did. Mm. All right. Next Monday, a new film from Shaylee. We will quiz her on it. Keep up with us.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Despicable Me 3 is this week's top movie in North America. It earned just over $75 million in its first week in theaters. Coming in second, another new film, Baby Driver. That opened with $21 million in ticket sales. And then rounding out this weekend's top five, Transformers, The Last Knight, Wonder Woman, and Cars 3. American Ninja Warrior filmed here in Kansas City at Union Station back in April. The Kansas City Qualifiers episode airs tonight. There's a couple of people you want to keep an eye out for. A teacher from Independence. Also, the 70-year-old man from Prairie Village. His name is Rich Talavera. He's actually hosting a watch party from 7 to 9 tonight at the Hy-Vee at 95th and Antioch. American Ninja Warrior is going to air tonight at 7 on NBC.
That's your Hy-Vee? You going to go down there?
I probably will. I love that bar down there.
I love American Ninja Warrior.
Perfect. I want to see this guy because they showed a clip of it on American Ninja Warrior. And it looks like he's doing really good.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. 70 years old.
Right?
Yeah. And Adele is apologizing to fans after having to cancel weekend performances in London due to damaged vocal cords. The Hello singer made the announcement Friday ahead of planned shows Saturday and Sunday at Wembley Stadium, telling fans, "To say I'm heartbroken would be a complete understatement." Adele admitted that she had struggled vocally during her shows at the same venue last week. The scrapped concerts were the last two on her tour, which included over 120 shows.
Wow.
That's your entertainment news for Monday on The Show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.